Chapter 7 Float On. The air outside was warm enough for the doors leading to the balcony in Cadence and Shining Armor's castle bedroom to be kept open. A gentle breeze floated through the space as the princess readied for dinner. Cadence hummed a tune to herself while brushing her long, soft mane into its pretty curls. She placed her golden crown atop her head. It had felt like ages since she and her husband had been able to carve out the time to sit down together for a real meal. And now that Flurryheart was old enough to stay with the castle full sitter, the young royals could finally have a moment for each other. It would be so relaxing and well-earned. "May I escort the lovely mare to the dining room?" Shining Armor appeared at the doorway, wearing a white waistcoat and a cheesy grin on his face. He nodded in a formal bow so low that his blue mane nearly touched the floor. "You may," Cadence stifled a giggle and bowed back, "but please make it quick, because the lovely mare is starving." Shining Armor laughed and held his hoof out to his wife. Cadence seemed to be in better spirits than ever, so he was happy. When they got to the main castle dining room, two places at the end of the banquet table were already set. A butler pony was waiting with a bottle of fresh apple cider. He motioned to the setup with a flourish and began to pour them each a glass. "I feel relieved to see you smiling," admitted Shining Armor once they'd sat down at the massive table. "Sorry I've been so busy with the Royal Guard recruitment trials lately. It's just really important that we have a strong team, especially this year."
"I understand," assured Cadence. She still wondered what was in the contents of the letter from Princess Celestia, though. Needing more security for the Crystal Empire could mean that there was a potential threat. "But is everything okay?"
"Of course. How is the garden coming along?" Shining Armor queried, his mouth full of salad. "Are your student helpers having fun out there? Sure seems like it. I just saw three little ponies still digging around on my way here. Isn't it getting a bit late?"
"I know. Those little ponies have been so dedicated. Every time I go to the garden, they are planting more gorgeous exotic flowers. I'm not sure how they are getting them to grow so fast, but it's amazing." Cadence scrunched up her nose. "I wanted to watch and learn their green hoof secrets, but for some reason they don't want any extra help from me."
"They probably know you've got your hooves full as it is, sweetie." "Well, they are right about that," Cadence admitted as she took a sip of cider. "There's still so much else to do to prepare. Besides the new garden, there's the maypole, the parade, the heartsong music." Shining Armor's eyes grew wide. "Whoa there, filly, a parade too?" His wife had the tendency to get carried away and put far too much on her plate when she got excited.
"A parade will only help spread the love throughout the entire Crystal Empire," the princess said, matter of fact. "Ponies have already been visiting the garden to collect flowers to use on their entries for the floral float competition."
Cadence's almond-shaped eyes sparkled with delight.
"You should see some of the designs. They are so beautiful and bright, just what every pony needs to lift their spirits."
"That's awesome, Katie," commended Shining Armor. His face showed concern. "But do you think it will boost the Crystal Heart like you were hoping?"
Princess Cadence beamed. She had saved the best news for last.
"It already has."
"This isn't really what I pictured when you said the Crystal Heart got a boost." Shining Armor craned his neck and gawked at the elaborate float. The structure looked like a giant version of the Crystal Heart, except this one was half covered with bluebells, delphiniums, and hydrangeas. A group of ponies was busy attaching even more blooms as the royals watched.
"I know," Princess Cadence motioned with her pink hoof, "but don't the ponies look happy?"
Shining Armor nodded. He couldn't deny what he saw.
"Totally."
"Well, that's what's helping the heart." Cadence trotted away, and Shining Armor followed. She cantered past several other floats, shaped like everything from giant flowers to crystal berry cupcakes. Everything was covered in fragrant, fresh flowers. They smelled heavenly. Come look! Shining Armor and Cadence approached the real crystal heart around the corner. It was suspended between two crystal spikes below the castle, as usual. But the strength was visibly steadier, glowing bright blue and flickering only every couple of minutes. It's still not enough, but I haven't had to use my magic to boost it again, Cadence explained. The Garden Heart celebration is going to fix everything for good. I just know it. Your Majesty, cried an aqua-colored mare, galloping up to the couple, her face red distress. I'm so glad you're here. We have an emergency. It's Petalshine. What is it, Emerald Gem? Cadence snapped into alert mode. Is she hurt? Not exactly, but I think you should come look for yourself. The purple pony was lying on the ground, holding her stomach. At first, Petalshine appeared to be shivering. But upon closer inspection, it became clear that the pony was just in a fit of uncontrollable giggles. Can't stop! Hee-hee! Ha-ha! Petalshine squirmed and wiggled. Oh my! Ha-ha-ha! What's so funny, Petalshine? Cadence was stumped. She hadn't heard a joke that hilarious in ages. Watching Petalshine laugh so hard made her giggle herself. Please share it with us. No, Princess, Emerald Gem frowned, shaking her head. You misunderstand. Petalshine has been like this for hours, and we can't figure out why. Shining Armor tried to help Petalshine up from the ground, but she pushed him away with her hooves as she giggled. When did it start? He asked. She had been out collecting fun flowers for our float in the garden earlier, Emerald explained. She pointed at the float, which displayed shapes of the sun and moon. When we came back from having our lunch, she was here, just like this. How peculiar. While Cadence couldn't determine the cause of the laughter, she knew what to do to help. This should do the trick. She braced her hooves on the ground, summoned her magical energy, and pointed her horn at Petalshine. A swirl of blue aura floated to the pony. Within seconds, the giggles subsided. Petalshine stood up, confused. She looked up at the starry sky. Is it nighttime? Did I fall asleep? What's the last thing you remember? Emerald Gem asked. I was smelling a giant fun flower to make sure it would go nicely with the other flowers on our float, and then I guess I fell asleep. Cadence, Shining Armor, and Emerald all exchanged worried looks. Funflower allergies were fairly common. Even Twilight Sparkle's friend Big Macintosh had one. So perhaps the pony had simply been allergic. But a voice deep down told Cadence that there was something more to this flowery incident, and she was going to get to the root of it.